going to call the August 14th, 2014 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. Madam Secretary, if you'll call roll.
Mrs. Lucas?
Here.
Mrs. Hines?
Here.
Ms. Lucas?
Here. I'm new, don't worry.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Bourne is not here. Mr. Brown?
Here. Has everyone had a chance to review the July 10th meeting minutes?
Yes.
If so, I'll take a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any members of the board need to disclose any ex parte communication? All righty, Madam Secretary, any announcements? Members of staff that will be testifying today, please rise to be sworn in. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, we will call you to the microphone by case number. When you come to the microphone, please speak directly into the microphone as our proceedings are being recorded. Are there any attorneys present today? All righty.
Chair, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't sure if everybody got their email late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I do have the addition of a lien review.
Yeah.
I got it.
Is this one of David's? All right, so we'll hold off on it till he gets here. Tony, do we need to hold off for David, or you can handle it?
Yeah, let's hold off.
Amy, I got an extra one here.
I had multiple copies, I just didn't have
them. Amy, you know the one? I got more. I got two copies.
Okay.
Okay. You need. Okay. Good.
All right. We will take the cases in the order they are on our agenda. Case number CB021423. Mr. Kowal. Property located at 823 North Peninsula Drive. Is the respondent present? Seeing the respondent is here. You'll come forward and be sworn in, please.
You state your name, please, sir?
Yeah, it's Yaroslav Stefan Kowal.
Raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Kowal, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board, Mr. Sino. I'm Anthony Jackson. I represent the City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. I'm an assistant city attorney on case number 1423. The inspector advises that he would like us to amend this to the next cutoff. You may recall this needed painting, and there was some discussion about needing to lift the stucco set, but we're at the point where the permits will expire next month. Permits and licensing as well as been willing to allow this additional time, so we're agreeing to an additional month. But our position is that no excuses, we'd like it done by then. In fact, if you like, would even had the thought for an auto fine if it's not done, but we'd like it done by next month.
Everything is proceeding according to schedule?
Well, it's been since December of, that we've been working on this.
Right, and each time he's come to update us, and each time, you know, he's met with staff, and staff, I just, you know, think it'll be a little stringent to put an auto fine in when he's been working along the process and staff has been working with him, which would be different, you know, if it's been difficult. That's just my opinion.
Yes, sir. The only thing is it's been a long time, and we really believe there's nothing that should delay us completing it at this point. He'd probably agree that we should be able to be done by next month.
Okay. All right. Mr. Cole.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to tell us, sir? Staff is recommending that we amend our previous order and allow you till next month, which would be the 3rd
yes, sir.
Of September,
yes, sir.
To come into compliance. Is that enough time?
Well, there's two things. 2 weeks ago when I spoke to Officer Klig, he explained to me that he wanted the siding on the north side included in the code case, which I do have an open permit for. And when he talked to me, he said he was going to extend it for 2 months, and that's fine because I told him I should be able to get it done within a month, but obviously I can't predict acts of God or things like that. But secondly, we're still waiting on the neighbor to remove the gate so I can finish the fencing, which is, and it's been 3 months and she still hasn't made any effort to do it. So I'm not complaining, and I've been working from sunup till sundown. As you can see from the photos, it looks fantastic. So realistically, I was under the impression they were happy and were giving me the 2 months. It's the first I've heard anything about auto fine or 1 month at all. So please forgive me. I don't know who I should have spoke to about that.
What's this fence thing?
Well, there on the right, you can see there's a gate on the adjoining property. The same lady that caused all this, while she's here complaining about permits, she had that installed. It goes a foot onto my property. That's been
sounds
the reason.
Like you're going to have to take this up in a civil court then?
Well, no, it's code. She installed it without a permit. It's the same person that's talking about me doing things without permits. So when I mentioned it to them, I can't put up my fence to finish that section of the property until she removes hers.
As code, to your knowledge,
5.5 months ago, yes, sir.
I'm sorry. There is a code case that's been initiated regarding the fence, and I believe that may be what he's talking about. That is not before the board yet.
Can I ask a question? What actually, to satisfy the code, needs to be done? I mean, what does the fence have to do with the siding?
The fence has nothing to do with this case. It's a future case. We are working with on that issue, but it's an issue that has not yet come before the board. It has nothing to do with.
So, what are we looking at finishing? To satisfy this case.
That's exactly. And last month when I spoke to Mr. Klig, he said as long as the front stucco would get done that the case would be closed. But as he said, it needed 30 days to cure before it can even be painted. So 2 weeks ago when I spoke to him, he mentioned to me that the siding on the north side would be included, even though I do have an open permit and all the permits have been applied for and approved to do that. So when I spoke with Mr. Snowden, he told me I would just have to the expiration date of the permit to get that work done. So that wasn't included in the. So this is news to me, and it's getting done anyway, but I had no idea that would be sandwiched in with this. So that's just my ignorance, obviously.
Mr. Jackson, is the siding a part of the original citation?
The north wall, yes, it is. Okay. Now, what he's talking about when he's saying the west, I'm sorry.
He's saying the north. No, the north siding
the
is
north
what he has an open
is part
permit.
Of this case.
Okay.
And just looking back at the minutes from last month, we talked about needing a 30-day cure after the stucco.
Yes, sir. Which, as you can see in the photos, that's done.
Was and done.
Yes, sir.
And on the other walls.
On the front. When I spoke with Mr. Klig, he said that the only outstanding concern he had was the front entry. So I spent that whole month working on that, which was a big project. But as you can see, the front is now done. Before that, he told me the south side, so we worked on that. And then he said, do the front. So whenever I work, I make sure to speak with the city officials, and what they tell me to do, I'm doing. I'm sure they can verify that.
So how long, I mean, even though this, it has to cure.
Yeah. Well, that's done. That part is done, the curing.
Well, then what's left where the scaffolding is? What needs to be done there?
The problem I have with the scaffolding is the same neighbor has a little child that runs over in the driveway, and I erected the fence because when I go to work on the building, there's materials and things that fall, and I find her there. The fence panels are just propped up against the side of the wall with wood beams right now just so that no one goes in the property, and that's just a safety issue. So I never dreamed it would take 3 months to get that approved just to have me to fasten my fence panels on the wall so I can continue to work there. Now, I did some work there yesterday, but I am concerned about that, and I have to address that with the court.
But am I hearing here, Mr. Jackson, am I hearing him say that what he has to do to finalize this, he can't do because of a fence that's erected there? Is that what he said?
It's a fence that he erected, if I understand. Is that correct?
No, there was a fence there before.
No,
sir.
He said it was 2 feet.
And as you know, Mr. Klig isn't here. Ms. Langford is handling this case.
Okay.
But we did have a conversation, including myself, with Mr. Klig regarding the case, mm-hmm. as well as recalling that from the past. So just give me a moment to see if there's something perhaps Ms. Langford may know the answer clearly.
The fence, in reference to the fence he put up, there is a case against that, and that's what Mr. Clegg told me.
Yes.
You put up a fence. And there's a separate case on that. We're not here talking about that today.
No, there's been a fence there forever. There was an offense that was put up. It's been a fence since I've been at the property.
Fence, at any rate, is a separate case.
Yeah, what happened is if you look at the front of the building, you'll see on the left side, you can see there's an overhang over the floored room. There was an overhang over the driveway also. Now, after the big storms, Charlie and Francis and everything, say 10 years ago, most of that got rotted away. When I originally started this permit before the family illness that detained me from finishing, all the permits were applied for and approved to do the work we were doing. Those unfortunately expired while I was taking care of my family. I'm not trying to use that as an excuse or anything, but I'm just trying to have you all understand how we got to where we are. When I got back to do the work, there was a lot of work that I have to do, and I've been working on it very, very hard, as every single neighbor except the one I have mentioned will tell you. So it's kind of, you know, it's not nice to say it's been a year and it's not getting done. I've been working as hard as I can to get this done. It's expensive, it's hot, and it's not like I've been partying. The work is getting done. Now, on the south side, there's be a variety of issues with the city, and each time I try to find out what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do, I get 4 or 5 discussions, and someone will call me back, someone won't. But the bottom line is, when Mr. Clegg tells me what I have to do and Mr. Stone does, I follow that, and I respect that, and I do that, and I think both of them can tell you that. So when I spoke with Mr. Clegg a couple weeks ago, he told me, just continue, get the siding done, I'll have him extend it for 2 months, it's not a problem. That was my impression when I came here.
Okay.
So I don't mean to sound argumentative or in any way anything. I'm just surprised by this and not really ready to.
But we absolutely have been told by Mr. Clegg.
I understand.
We don't know where the 2 months or what happened in that situation. We believe that the fence issue may be, we may be talking two fence issues. Apparently there's a fence of a neighbor, and then there's the fence he erected to
yes,
protect.
Sir. Yes,
and,
sir.
And so we're talking different issues here.
It's actually the gate of the neighbor, not a fence. You
okay.
can see it in the other photo.
But the citation was for the siding.
That's correct.
Can you have the siding done by the 3rd of September?
Yes, sir. As long as I know they're not then going to say, why isn't the fence done? Because that's how this
that's
is.
Separate.
Yeah,
we're
going to
say that, but we're dealing with that on a separate timeline, a whole separate situation.
Yeah, and actually,
Mr. Klieg has started with you on that. He's dealing with that, but it's not before the board to consider.
Yes, sir.
You're still dealing with that
okay.
at this
not
point
with
the inspector.
I just want to make sure, Mr. Jackson, the fencing is not a part of this case.
That's correct.
We're clear. We're good, Mr.
Okay,
Cowell.
Yes, sir.
Corral.
Yes, sir.
So you'll be able to have this done by the 3rd?
The siding, yes, sir.
Yes.
That's what we're talking
okay.
about now.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions from the board?
There's nothing else left.
On that original citation, no.
Nothing.
The siding in the front of the house was all that was mentioned in it. So each time I try to find out what needs to be done, they tell me and I do it. And as I said, at the end of last meeting, I spoke with Mr. Clegg right outside this door, and he said, all you need to do is get that front entryway painted. And because we have an open permit on the siding, I assumed I had until the city gave me with my open permit to do the siding.
But
not part of the code case.
No,
so
you can get a permit. That'll give you 180 days.
Yes, sir.
Code enforcement takes precedence over the time limits of the building department.
Okay, so even if they've given me a permit to certain
they can
date
give
all
you a year, but if we give you 30 days, you got to get it done within those 30
sir.
Days.
Like
so
I said,
just make sure you're
going
to be able to get everything done by the 3rd.
Yeah, I'm going to try my hardest, sir.
All right.
So I can tell
and
you.
Again, stay in contact with Mr. Clegg.
I do, sir.
Okay, all right. Any other questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until September 3rd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Again, so you know, Mr. Quayle, what we've done is giving you till the 3rd to bring the siding issue up to par.
Yes, sir.
And then please make sure you stay in contact with Mr. Clegg to make sure everything is clear from there.
I do, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, all of you, for your attention. Thank you, sir.
Case number 2, CV061460 is in compliance as of August 13th, 2014. Case number 3, before we go to case number 3, I did see David come in. So we will go to lien review number 1. Lien review number 1 is CB041441, property located at 2575 North Atlantic Avenue, G&I 7, Bel Air Plaza, LLC, and Bowl Daytona, LLC, DBA, Bel Air Lanes. Is the respondent present? Respondent is present. If you will come forward, be sworn in, identify yourself in relation to the property owner. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Good
morning. Steve Perry.
Raise your right
hand. Absolutely.
That was Steve Perry?
Steve Perry, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Perry, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. Oh, yeah, David, that's right. You weren't here to be sworn in. Amy, if you can take care of David.
Good morning. David Newell, Daytona Beach Fire Department.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All righty. Mr. Jackson, Mr. Newell.
I'll tend to Mr. Newell to the board to advise the board of what he's requesting in this matter.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if you remember, this property is Bel Air Lanes. They had numerous violations going back to earlier in the year. They had completed all of the actual violations with the exception of the hood system. The hood system for the suppression system of the kitchen had to be updated. It was currently out of date. Contact with Mr. Perry numerous times. He was working with us initially, waiting on the contractor. Then that got pushed back. At a subsequent or most recent meeting, we put a lien on the property for the non-compliance of that. The day before the meeting, or 2 days before the meeting, and where the fine was implemented, the contractor actually pulled the permit to be able to do that. However, they did not get it done, inspected, and approved in time. So staff's recommendation to cut it in half.
Okay. Before we continue, let the record reflect Mr. Bourne's entered the meeting at 9:24. All righty. Staff's recommendation is to reduce the fine to
$574. Yes, which will be half of the fine plus the cost of the court.
Okay. Mr. Perry, is that something you all are amenable to?
Yeah, it was just it was a time frame. I knew that when I came to the couple of the hearings, that we had some extensions. It was just a financial situation of, you know, our business is very seasonal. We don't have extra funding till June, July, August kicks in. So I worked with the Daytona Fire and Safety. We coordinated it to set aside the funding. We paid them their deposit rate around the 16th, 17th of June. And really, the 4th of July weekend backed him up. And I had no clue that there was a July 10th hearing. Otherwise, I'd have been here. I'd have been standing on top of them and whipping them to get everything done. The electrical contractor and the other people went back and forth. It is an older building. It took up a couple extra weeks to get a few things coordinated with the new system and the old electricity, and it's not an excuse. That's just a matter of the time. Had I been aware, I didn't even know that we had a fine till the landlord called me when I was out of town. And, you know, of course, it's a rented property, so it creates a whole legal issue for me. So I'm here today to do whatever I need to do, pay whatever I have to pay so that they're not after me, since I was unaware that this was going on. So
okay.
That's
all right. The respondent said he's amenable. Any discussion from the board?
Mr. Perry, what is your... Are you the owner of the property?
Bowling Center.
Bel Air Lanes.
I lease the bowling center from the...
I'm sorry. Right, okay.
I lease the bowling center from the owners of the property. They're in New York. Most of the correspondence goes to New York. The last two hearings I knew about and I was here. I did not know about a July 10th hearing otherwise.
So
I've
you
been here.
Own the bowling...
Business.
Business.
Yes.
Who owns the building?
Nightingale out of New York. It's new owners of the shopping center. They bought it in late December, early January.
So you have a triple net lease, which requires you to do all
yes,
the repairs.
Right. But had I known there was a July 10th hearing, I would have been here with bells on explaining where we're, because we were just about done. I mean, they were pretty far along with the installation, and I did not learn that I had a fine in place till last week when I was out of town.
It happens. We were surprised that you weren't here since you were at the previous meetings.
Yeah, I would have been here if I was aware. David knows we've communicated. I would have been in the front row, but I did not know.
Gotcha.
You were notified in February. When did you actually see that permits were pulled and you actually contacted a contractor?
It was a rather expensive endeavor. David and I coordinated all the stuff, the low-hanging fruit we could afford to get done as we went through the process. We took care of a lot of electrical, a lot of entries, a lot of just bringing things to code because we've been there about 10 years. And we got all the low-hanging fruit. The largest piece of the puzzle was the Ansel system because it had a big electrical bill hooked to it. And I told him there's just no way that we could budget that until we got into the revenue months, which is June. And then I coordinated that with Daytona Fire and Safety, and I just didn't realize that we had ran out of time.
So the notice actually went to the owner of the building and not
right.
to you.
Right,
is
but I'm
correct?
Responsible because I'm the triple net, so I have to make sure this lien is taken care of, or I have other legal issues now.
Just to update the board, remember when this came to us, David had informed us that everything had been done, minus the hood system, right. And so that was the only thing left to be done when we were being updated along the process. So I'm glad to know that the hood system has been completed, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, and as you can see, it was very relatively small fine, especially for commercial
right.
Endeavor. So it ran for 20 days.
Gotcha. Any discussion from the board? Chair will entertain a motion. Are you payable with that within 30 days?
I'm going to go downstairs and do it now.
How about that?
So
Chair will entertain a motion reducing the fine to $574 payable within the next 30 days, or the fine will revert back to the original amount of $1,124. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Ms. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Perry, thank you for your expeditiousness in handling this matter. Paperwork has to be drawn up, so I'm not sure that you'll be able to take care of it today. Amy is on top of it, so
she.
All righty. All right. Thank you, sir. All righty. Moving along with our agenda, case number CB 071473, Joseph Enterprises USA LLC, property located at 600 West International Speedway. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
There's no work that has been done. The staff is requesting $100 fine to a maximum of $15,000. Is that 15? That's what I have here. 20? Okay. I've been informed by the staff the maximum would be $20,000 in this situation.
What business is this?
That's a central gas station on the
floor. MLK and
yes.
Okay. Yes. Any discussion? Any questions from the board? Staff's recommendation is $100 a day with a cap of 20?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent $100 a day till compliance is reached with the cap of 20 grand. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Harrington, seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB071476. Lockham Cop is in compliance as of August 1st, 2014. Case number CB071477, Minnie Torrance and Patrick Torrance is in compliance as of August 5th, 2014. Case number 608-1492, Timothy Edward Pins and James Turnbull Bradley. A property is in compliance as of August 14th, 2014. Case number CB081478, Carolina Club and Associates, LTD, DBA Carolina Club Apartments, property located at 100 Carolina Lake Drive. Is the respondent present? If you all could come forward, state your name and relationship to the property owner, and be sworn in, please.
Kristen Burns Lubor, I'm the property manager.
Your last name again?
It's Burns hyphen Lubor. B-U-R-N-S. Hyphen L-U-B-O-R-E. Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N.
And you're the property
manager? Yes, I am.
Can you raise your hand, please?
Mm-hmm.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Ms. Burns Lubor, we will hear from staff prior to us hearing from staff and giving you an opportunity to respond. Do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
They're just getting started with this. The staff is asking for noncompliance next cutoff.
Okay. All righty.
Mr. Chair, just to give you aware, there's numerous sprinkler heads painted throughout the facility. It's very costly to being done. I have since received, as of last week, a signed proposal by the company to have those heads all corrected and supposedly done within the next 2 weeks. So we're.
Is that? I know they say they can get it done within 2 weeks, David, but you know we don't like to see things if it's not possible. In your experience, can it be done within 2 weeks?
With a signed proposal and them being done, having the proper people on site, yes.
Okay. All right. Ms. Burns Lubor, what would you like to tell us?
I was just going to say that we do have the signed proposal. We're getting everything in the works, and they do plan they're going to work weekends and long days. We'll have them all corrected.
Okay. All right.
Question. How long have you been property manager?
At this property since February 2010.
Isn't it common knowledge of property managers that you have a business license on display?
Yes. And there was an error with billing. I took care of it. I have a receipt that our current license is paid for now.
That part is done. Okay.
Any other questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until September 3rd, 2014. To bring the property into compliance, it will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day, noting that the BTR has been received and the applicant has that. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. What we've done, Ms. Burns Lubor, we've given you until September 3rd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance. We've addressed that the business tax receipt has already been received, if you will, so the other items need to be addressed. If you all run into any complications, please stay in contact with Mr. Newell so that he's able to update the board if you need more time.
I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Case number CB081479, C & Son Properties. Property is located at 1065 North Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Newell?
It's in compliance. I apologize for my tardiness this morning and unable
no problem
to get that. So it's in compliance as of Monday, the 11th.
property is in compliance as of Monday, August 11th. Thank you. Case number CB081481. 308 Adeline Street is in compliance as of August 14th, 2014. And case number 12, CB081487, is in compliance as of August 12th, 2014. Case number 10, CB081482, Angelo and the Hodos. Property is located at 308 Adeline Street. Is the respondent present? If you can come forward, please state your name and give us your address in relationship to the property owner, if you're not the property owner.
Figurati Hodo, it's my name, and I'm a co-owner with Angela.
Okay, Ms. Hodo, give us 1 second. We'll have you sworn in.
Raise your right hand, please, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Ms. Hodo, prior to hearing from staff, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Okay, we'll hear from staff and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
This is a tenant-occupied property. The inspectors informed me that she's discussed the issues with the owner and she's requesting non-compliance next cutoff for her to come into compliance.
Okay. Ms. Hodo, staff is requesting... giving you until September 3rd, do you feel that's enough time for you to bring the property into compliance with the items that have been addressed with you?
Yes, sir. Already everything has been fixed and taken care of.
Okay.
So I appreciate the time.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Just for some clarification, some of the items have been done. It's not that she hasn't done anything at all up to this point.
Okay.
Similar permits.
Right.
So there's a tenant in the building, is
yes.
that it?
One more time.
Well, she was stating that things have been done that you need to make sure that you have permits for.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is, Ms. Hoko, I'm going to ask that you get with staff as soon as we finish so you can make sure you're following all of the legal guidelines for doing
okay.
what you're doing, okay?
So, yeah.
All right. Any other questions from the board? Ms. Hoko, do you have any questions for us?
I don't know what is...
The permits you need?
I have a permit.
Okay.
And the license is on the way.
Okay. After we finish, I'll ask that you get with staff so that you can make sure you're doing everything the proper way, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in non-compliance, allowing the respondent till September 3rd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Moved.
Motion made
Second.
By Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Harrington in a discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Ms. Hodo, if you'll make sure that you hang around so that you can speak with staff, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And the charge is $1 a day is after September 3rd?
No, it's, we haven't decided.
It can
okay.
be if up to $1,000 per
okay.
day after September 3rd, but please stay in contact with staff so that you do not even have to entertain that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Case number CB081486, Veronica T. Birch, property located at 231 Riva Street. Is the respondent present? All right. Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
The inspector report said he spoke with the owner. The encroachment in the right-of-way was a fence that's been removed, but it's still a non-compliance, and he's asking for non-compliance next cutoff to come into compliance.
What else needs to be addressed, Mr. Lopez?
The removal of all building materials stored on the front of the patio needs to be removed. A permit needs to be obtained for the directed fence.
Fence been taken down?
No. The fence on the right of way was removed.
Okay.
But they extended the fence up to the front of the property line, which is.
So, more or less, it was two fences?
Yes.
Okay, okay. But the encroachment on the public right-of-way is no longer there.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until September 3rd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance or return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Bourns. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We've taken care of case number 12. Case number 13, CB081488, Stephen H. and Carol Billingsley. Property located at 810 Lenora Street. Is the respondent present?
Mr. Chair, could you just tell me who made the motion and the second for that last?
Sure. It was a motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Bourns.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you waited till we got there instead of going past the next motion. All righty, case number CB081488, Stephen H. and Carol Billingsley, property located at 810 Lenore Street. Again, is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This property has been a police complaint site. It's unsecure. I've had vagrant problems, and it's an eyesore. The property is in noncompliance. And I'll make sure we're talking about the same property. Okay. It's in noncompliance, and they did go and get the arrest. I have a note here that's informing me that they did go and get the arrest, the trespass arrest site program. They did register with that. However, they've made no other progress towards making any other corrections. The staff is asking for them to be in compliance by next cutoff.
So contact has been made with the property owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till September 3rd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 14, CB081489, is in compliance as of August 12, 2014. Case number CB081490, Harold Hunter and Lisa Hunter Davis. Property located at 803 Madison Avenue. Is the respondent present? If you could come forward, please, ma'am, state your name and give us your address, relationship to the property owner, if you're not the property owner.
My name is Lisa Davis. I am the property owner now. My father, Harold Hunter, has passed away. I live at 658 LPGA Boulevard in Holly Hill myself.
All right, Ms. Davis, if you can raise your right hand and be sworn in, please.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Before we hear from staff, Ms. Davis, is this staff, is this an opportunity to combine? I know we need to consider them separately.
They're two different properties.
Right. I mean, in the sense of our motions, we can separate the motions. Okay. All right. Ms. Davis, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice for both the properties at 803 and 809 Madison Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. Let's address 803 first, please, Mr. Jackson.
Basically, the situation is the same or very similar. That there are tenant-driven complaints, and the staff is asking for noncompliance next cutoff for each one of them.
Okay. Ms. Davis, staff is asking that you address the problems by September 3rd. Mm-hmm. Is that enough time for you to fix the problems at each of the properties?
Yes. I'm just waiting on the building permit to come through on 803. The contractor pulled one. Was supposed to pull both of them, and my understanding they were both in the works, which I do have a copy of the building permit from 809, but the 803 is still coming through. But I do have pictures also where we have improved. We got the trash out of the yard and all. The only thing I cannot guarantee is he is still parking in the yard at 803, but I do have a copy of where I served him with a three-day notice because I kept trying the seven-day notice to get him to clean it up. And when I went down to the courthouse, I was informed I'm terrible with names. There's a lady there I speak to all the time, and she told me to be quicker to evict them for non-payment of rent, which they do owe me over $2,000 in past rent.
Gotcha.
So I am going that route, and I did not serve them until yesterday because they were cleaning up their junk out of the yard, and it had come down to the point where my husband's like, either get it out of the yard or I'm backing the trailer up, loading it up come 4 o'clock, you know, to get it out of there. And they finally were cleaning it up, and they got just about totally everything out of the yard now. But like I said, I am in the process of evicting them, but we will finish the, on that one, what's left is the fascia and all, which that's what the permit's for, fascia and soffit and all. We have to finish painting the trim and painting inside the yard where they have dogs.
Okay.
All the other outside stuff has been done. And two screens need to be rebuilt.
And you're sure you all can have that done by the 3rd?
We should be able to, yes, sir.
Just wanted to make sure.
Ms. Davis, is anything you need to be done contingent upon the eviction? Is that a separate issue?
Well, the eviction, I might be able to get into the yard where the dogs are to finish the painting there. But that's kind of iffy thing. But my thing is once he's served, chances are he's going to get worse about parking in the yard, which is part of the complaint. And I don't know if he's going to load wherever he pushed the stuff to back in the yard.
What I would suggest, if there are any hang-ups on the eviction, let Mr. Sensen know.
Yeah, and I want to apologize because I was late in getting contact with him because my husband signed for the original. I found it like 2 weeks later. And I'm like, what is this? I looked at it. And he said, well, I'm handling it. I said, well, an open letter is not handling it.
Gotcha.
And so he got a hold of Mr. Abel, who worked with my father in the past years and all the contractor. And he came down to pull the permit. I came down in July, I think it was around the 11th, to check what was happening with the permits. Because we did have housing came out, the same tenant called. Housing, and there was a piece of rotten fascia wood and missing whatever that thing is up there, cover. And I was scared to do it because I knew we had to have permits to do a lot of this stuff. And I came down to check, and they said it was in the works, that, you know, I could go ahead. So it had it. They went ahead and fixed that so it would pass the housing inspection. And all that. Right now there's just only a few things left on the other one, like trimming out the doors, replacing two screens, a piece of trim at the bottom of the screen, and all.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, there are a lot of things in this complaint that have nothing to do with having a tenant in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things you're working on now?
It's stuff I just let go. Like this one here was my grandfather's house. And my dad was sick with cancer for over a year, real bad. And unfortunately, I have a very stressful job at Joanna Fabrics. I'm salaried, and I work anywhere from 45 to 60 hours a week. And we had no excuse. We just let it slide, which this put a fire under our rear end, and I didn't even realize it had gotten bad at my granddad's, and it's like I just don't even want anybody there. And the one next door, the back apartment, she's been gone for almost 2 years now. It was abandoned. I had to go evict her with a 3-day notice because they said the abandonment was harder. And when I went in there, which that would have been a whole other code violation had you come in, because the junk was like up to here. It took us 6 days and 450 trash bags later and several trips to the dump to get that empty and all. But everything, we've tried to take care of everything, and Ms. Sessions has moved, but I have applied for the BTR, which I didn't even know needed on a rental unit, but I went ahead and filled out the papers also because the lady downstairs said she didn't know if I needed to fill out to have a license for it or not because of where it's located, but it's all filled out, a blank check's there to pay for one, both, or whatever.
Any other questions from the board?
Mr. Stinson, could you tell me what you've seen that has actually been accomplished other than cleaning up the trash?
The 809 property, which is the corner property,
mm-hmm.
The entire building has been painted. New doors have been installed. Like she said, the trim work around the doors just has to be corrected. I believe that tenant that was in the front who initially started the complaint is no longer there. I have not been inside yet to see any interior, but on the corner property, just about everything is done. Like she said, left the trim around the doors, finishing the painting. On the 809 property, the great big pile of mulch has been removed. The parking, like she said, is sporadic. And she has to deal with the eviction before those tenants are going to actually allow her to get anything else done on the back side of the house.
Mr. Stenson, this is relative, but an aside. For those of us that have rental properties, we have to fill out a bunch of forms that went to the city requiring inspection for rental units. Are you now dealing with that, or has that not come before you yet?
No, she was cited for not having the BTR.
That's what you're calling
right,
the BTR.
BTR, business tax receipt. Code enforcement does not physically perform the rental inspection.
Okay, are you starting to do these yet?
No, permits and licensing has one particular inspector who, that's all he does, is the rental inspections.
Okay, so hopefully we're not going to get a ton of those coming before us.
Well, I told him downstairs, too, when I did apply and everything, I told her, she said they would call me and let me know how much it was and when it was going through, and I could set up an inspection, because I told her on the inside I'm probably going to need at least another 30 days or so to get it cleaned up, painted, and everything,
okay,
and see if I need to have a contractor come in to do anything electrical or anything, especially in the back apartment.
Sometimes I get confused, just like you, with all of the different rules and regulations that we have.
All righty. Mr. Smart?
My question had to do with the BTR, but she addressed it.
Gotcha. All right. And just so you know, Mr. Harrington, whenever they do not have one, it is a code issue, so that's where we get involved. We don't do the code enforcement, doesn't do the inspection.
We don't do the inspection, but it then becomes
a code violation if you don't have one.
Okay.
That's the reason it comes to the board.
Testify about the violation. It's a code issue, it is as well. Let's say they do the inspection and it wouldn't pass.
And they don't get a BTR?
They can't get a BTR because it doesn't pass code.
Right. If it's already a code case, it comes to us. But they can't occupy the property until they get one. I mean, it's something that we don't even deal with here, though.
Yeah, I'll be happy to talk about it during the miscellaneous business if y'all like.
All righty. Any other questions? Let's go ahead and do this in two motions so we don't get confused. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent to bring the property into compliance and obtain a BTR or return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day plus a one-time administrative fee of $250 if the property is not in compliance by September 3rd, 2014. Is there such a motion?
So
motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Bourns. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Case number CB081491. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till September 3rd to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day, plus a one-time administrative fee of $250 if compliance is not achieved. If there's such a motion,
so moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. In a nutshell, what we've done, Ms. Davis, we've given you till the 3rd to bring both properties into compliance. If you run into any complications, please, please, please stay in contact with Mr. Stenson.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I said, I think, is just inside the fence with the eviction started.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. See, we have a couple members of the audience, aside from Mr. Bryant. Did you all have any matters before us today?
Well, this gentleman is our rental housing inspection person.
Okay.
I'll answer those questions.
Gotcha. Did you have any matters before us today, ma'am? No. Just let her know it's in compliance. 616 Mulberry? Yes, ma'am, your house is in compliance as of the 13th. Thank you. All righty. All righty. Well, we can swap those two.
Yes, sure.
Let's do some miscellaneous business before we get to the election. Any miscellaneous business from staff?
Well, the just for clarification, I'm glad Mr. Harrington brought it up because I don't think we brought it up to this. I know we talked a little bit in the past, and I don't want anyone to be confused, or because we actually have started a a separate agenda for housing, rental housing, what do we call those things? Rental housing licenses. Yeah, rental housing licenses, which are different than the BTR, and that was something that had been passed actually a couple of years ago, and finally really we've gotten that rolling, and that is a separate event. And the concern, Mr. Harrington, is one that we raised thoroughly about dumping a whole lot of cases, but we've worked it out. Jurgen Bent is the rental housing license inspector, and he is working diligently finding properties, and we're bringing them at a pace which has been a measured pace. They're going before the magistrate as being the one that's been appointed for handling that, those as again as a separate docket, even separate from code enforcement. The actual overall effect of it or aspect in the way that it's applied is very much the same as what all the other code inspectors do. In addition to finding that someone doesn't have the license, he also finds the things that they would have to do to get a license and present them in a way similar to the way that code inspectors present them in this meeting. So just for some clarification, it does exist. It is going. If you see something about it in the paper or see something about it in the notices, we have started having those meetings, and they'll be every second Tuesday. Any questions on that? And that was an introduction. I don't know if Mr. Benz wanted to say hi or have any questions.
Hello. Here's what I'm asking. The code official goes out and is handling something, a code violation. In the course of this, he finds out they don't have a license. Do you call him and say, hey, this hasn't gotten an inspection, and we're going to divide that case into two. We're going to hear one here, and the other magistrate's going to hear the other inspection?
No, actually, they've taken on a systematic approach on initiating this process, so it's really kind of grid-initiated, so it's not everywhere that the code inspectors go, but it's everywhere that Mr. Benz goes. So at this point, as he encounters those types of situations, say he encounters a situation where a code inspector has gone to a residence in the region where he's working and they found that they don't have the license, he would be taking over or working with that code inspector, presenting those cases. Still, primary presentation would be coming from Mr. Benz.
That wasn't the case today.
Right. It was, and basically more because of the grid region of his approach at this point, where we are.
That's the best way that works.
That's the way it's working right now, sir.
Okay. Sounds convoluted to me.
Any other questions from the board on the BTR? Any other miscellaneous business from staff? All righty. Ms. Lucas? Ms. Hines? Mr. Borns?
No.
Ms. Kundig?
No.
Mr. Smart?
I just have one question. We know from our experience here that there are some rental properties that are close to poverty on the inside of the building. And I know that you have a difficult time seeing the inside unless you've got a renter that complains and says, hey, come on in, take a look. I remember like 2-3 years ago, we had one where we saw a mattress right next to the toilet. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Is there any way that the code enforcement officers can have access to these homes without the renter saying, come on in, take a look?
This, well, kind of. I mean, in the sense that this new program includes an annual, I believe they had an annual inspection with the BTR. The BTR was an initial inspection and then renewals and inspection, I guess, if it was determined to need one. This program has an annual inspection. If I was, am I wrong?
Once every 2 years.
Oh, okay. Once every 2 years. So it has a fixed period for reinspection that, because they are a business, that would be required from them to maintain their license. And so that creates that. That was a concern of the commission, and other jurisdictions have dealt with it in a similar way. So it creates a means for managing and monitoring rental housing to ensure that the quality and status of rental housing meets the standards that our city would like to represent.
Tony, how is the decision made to put these cases before the special magistrate, who's also now doing these cases, the red light cases, and other code cases? Do you know?
It's just an administrative decision looking at the whole set. Well, I mean, for the code cases, those are, as you know, they're split, and
right.
Ms. Hampton
right.
just tries to balance the docket as best
right.
she can. As far as other areas, within our code, a lot of places we authorize the authority to of the commission to delegate a power to a magistrate. Now, can they delegate it to the code board? Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But that's what we've authorized that authority, and so that's just kind of a delegated authority. It goes with the master plan reviews and everything else, anything that comes up, pretty much. There's a couple other ones, and there's just, you know, small agendas that have been added administratively, not within my control. It is administrative control, I guess, starting at the power of the city manager.
That's where the decision was made, to give these cases to the city manager in a separate, to the special magistrate in a separate hearing.
But I think the rental is actually by ordinance.
It is part of the ordinance.
It is part of the ordinance that the special magistrate would do these cases?
I don't recall. Do you know what? So yeah, it's an administrative decision. Delegated through the authority of the commission. That would be a decision of ultimately the authority of the city manager.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'm going to say it's because my friend in Duval County is going through it. She's on the board, and they were sued. They are being sued, and she says it's not a nice thing. And I know sometimes here we get tied up in this as to telling the person what they can do. And she just told me that's absolutely a no-no, don't even mention anything. And I know sometimes here we get tied up in that. And our attorney have cautioned us several times about it, but we still do it. We only to hear the case and work with what's on that paper. We can't give suggestions and tell them where to go and stuff.
I've tried to make it my practice to let us, you know, if anybody gives them a recommendation, it's staff and not us as the board. And definitely Mr. Sino has always been on our shoulders to tap us when we're going beyond our scope of responsibilities.
Mr. Harrington, I'm sorry, Mr. Smart, did you have anything else? Mr. Harrington?
All righty then. We will move to our elections. Prior to us moving to elections, I want to thank the board for the years of service. You all have allowed me to serve as a member and as your chair. I am relocating to the city of Lakeland mentally already as of Monday. Physically, we will be relocating in September. I am returning to school. Reminds me of Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School, but I'm not Rodney and not going to have fun. I am returning to school, so my family and I will be relocating to the Lakeland area, and I just want to say thank you to staff, the officers, and the board for our years of experience, and it's fitting. Ms. Ponder is here. My first board I served on was the Midtown Redevelopment Board, where Ms. Ponder was our chair, working alongside with Mr. Bryant. And I just want to say thank you for my years of opportunity to serve here in the city of Daytona. My family and I have called this home for a little over 10 years, and I can definitely say I have enjoyed the experience of being a part of the changing mechanism in the City Beautiful. No, that's Orlando. This is the world's most famous beach. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. In the world's most famous beach location, and I wish you all the best. If it is the master's will, I may return here in 2 years, but wherever the vineyard needs a vine keeper, that is where I shall be going. So I just want to say thank you to everyone, and keep up the good work, and don't let the cold cases scare you. But just keep working with the people to make sure they address the concerns and don't get money happy. Absolutely, absolutely. I think my salary is going to stay in place for another year, so I think the water is going to be shipped over there. So with that being in mind, I will open the floor at this time for nominations for chair.
Mr. Cena, I think we talked about, would it be the vice chair?
Would move up to the chair? At this time, I will gladly pass the gavel. Over. I will move the gavel over to our new chair, Ms. Kundig. And you can...
All right. Yeah, this will take a little getting used to, and I want to thank you for all your years of service and for what a good job you do with this board and the other boards, and we'll miss you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, and good luck. At this time, I'll open up the process for the nomination of vice chair of the code board in Daytona Beach. Do I have a nomination?
Like to nominate Ms. Hines.
Do we have a second? A second. All right. Mr. Brown nominated Ms. Hines. Ms. Lucas seconded it. All in favor? Do we need discussion? I don't think we need discussion on this item, do we?
I guess you're just
willing to do it?
Just move the nomination.
Okay, she's willing to do it. That's good. Then move the nominations be closed. Time to vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right, congratulations, Mrs. Hines.
All righty.
And I'd like to say to Mr. Brown, too, before you take a little getting used to, I finally did for the last month, the thing that we had right here, that prayer work. And I just want to thank you so much for that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Meeting adjourned.
Good luck to you. Thank you.